This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that his government is working with a spirit of service for the welfare of all sections of society. He said the government is committed to ensure that tribal communities live with dignity and self-respect. The Prime Minister today laid the foundation stone and inaugurated several development works in Banswara, Rajasthan.
Aaj Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka aur Maharashtra mein 90,000 crore rupaye se zyada ke bijli project shuru hue hain. Yahan Rajasthan mein bhi clean energy project aur transmission line ki aadharshila rakhi gayi hai. Banswara mein राजस्थान एटॉमिक पावर प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास हुआ है. यहाँ सोलर एनर्जी प्रोजेक्ट का उद्घाटन भी हुआ है. यानी सोलर ऊर्जा से लेकर परमाणु ऊर्जा तक देश अपनी बिजली उत्पादन क्षमता को नई ऊंचाई तक लेकर जा रहा है.
Earlier today, the Prime Minister inaugurated the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, despite global disruptions and uncertainty, India's growth remains remarkable. He said disruption do not distract the country. Instead, the country finds new directions and new opportunities within those circumstances. He said amidst these disruptions, today India is strengthening the foundation for the coming decades, and in this lies the country's resolve, the mantra of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Duniya mein ho rahi disruption aur uncertainty ke bawajood Bharat ki growth aakarshak hai. Disruption hame bhatkate nahi, lekin hum us paristhiti mein se nayi direction khojte hain, nayi direction ka mauka dhoondte hain. Isliye in disruption ke beech aaj Bharat आने वाले दशकों की नींव मजबूत कर रहा है, और इसमें भी हमारा संकल्प है, हमारा मंत्र है आत्मनिर्भर भारत.
Prime Minister Modi today marked the 11th anniversary of the Make in India initiative, celebrating its transformative impact on India's economic landscape and entrepreneurial ecosystem. In a social media post, he said that the Make in India initiative was launched with a vision to add momentum to India's growth and tap into our nation's entrepreneurial potential. Mr. Modi added that Make in India has contributed to furthering economic strength, laying the foundation for self-reliance, and has encouraged innovation and job creation across sectors. The Defence Ministry has signed a contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for procurement of 97 light combat aircraft MAC-1A for Indian Air Force worth over 62,000 crore rupees. This includes 68 fighters and 29 twin-seaters aircraft, along with associated equipment for the Indian Air Force. The delivery of these aircraft will commence during 2027-28 and be completed over a period of 6 years. The production is expected to generate over 11,000 direct and indirect jobs per year for the duration of 6 years, giving a major boost to the domestic aerospace ecosystem. Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri has said India has achieved the target of 20% biofuel blending 6 years earlier than expected. Addressing the World Hydrogen India Summit in New Delhi, he said India's target to achieve a production capacity of 5 million tons of green hydrogen by 2030 is a conservative target. Mr. Singh further said that green hydrogen is the fuel of future and will succeed where there is local demand. BJP today appointed Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan as the party's election in charge for the upcoming Bihar Assembly polls. The party also appointed Union Minister C.R. Patil and Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya as co-in charge for the election. The situation is under control in Leh, with no untoward incident having been reported since morning. Businesses and educational institutions are closed owing to imposition of restrictions. There is no movement of traffic as well at various locations. Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kavinder Gupta, today chaired a high-level security review meeting to assess the emerging situation across Ladakh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.